attack is on what we call it the war on doing. Anyone who's effective in taking the skill sets they've learned in life and putting it towards a solution and are constantly diligently working on it and is actually turning into something that is actually helping people, those things are getting attacked. And before there was anything called, capitalism or mercantilism or whatever you want to call it, going back since the very beginning, one thing that human beings, that's an ancient right that we've all been able to do, is create something and that was beneficial to somebody else and traded it value for value.
That's right. And
So
you stop doing that and
that's
we're
just,
hosed.
yeah.
Are you ready to take control of your health in today's toxic world? Look no further. Masterpiece is here, setting the gold standard for holistic detoxification. Masterpiece, the natural master binder, features nanosized zeolites combined with marine plasma nutrition. And here's the groundbreaking news. In initial trial results, users have experienced an astonishing 70% removal of toxins after just 60 days of use. Say goodbye to forever chemicals and heavy metals. Masterpiece is a game changer, efficiently capturing graphene oxide, arsenic, mercury, and over 85 other heavy metals. Not to mention, it tackles forever chemicals like microplastics and PFAS, a group of over 4,700 man-made chemicals lurking in everyday products. Users are reporting incredible benefits: more energy, heightened mental clarity, and better sleep. One user happily exclaimed, "The mental fog is just gone." And the best part, Masterpiece is affordable. For just $52.99, you get a 2-month supply that can transform your life. Visit sarahwessel.com under shop or click the link below to grab yours today. Don't keep this breakthrough to yourself. Spread the word to family and friends. Masterpiece is not just a product, it's a life changer. Act fast and get yours today at sarahwessel.com or with the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Hope and Tavon coming to the program, and we are going to talk about, well, they do a full-blown presentation, and it is absolutely amazing, talking about fifth-generation warfare, all the advanced technology that they're using to do the control structure, the Internet of Bodies. I will be playing a little bit of that here, and then the rest of it's going to be up on Substack public, so everybody can go watch that, but it's for people who really want to see more. Otherwise, we have a really good conversation on what fifth generation warfare is, and then also how we've all been experiencing it. And we talk about a specific situation that we all went through and how you can start identifying it when you see it. This is a really important topic because we are being inundated with these psyops, and it's important that we can identify them when they occur and what to look for. And then we also talk about, especially at the end, we talk about their last slides in the presentation. I played those as well because these are important. They're products for EMF mitigation, and they have a lot of different products. So if you have different, they have a sleeping pod for dealing, because if you're having sleeping issues, a sleeping pod to deal with the EMF. A lot of people have, well, first of all, you have the heavy metals in your system, which is why I really like Masterpiece, because I think that'll help with a lot of the sleeping, but also the EMFs that are hitting us, all these frequencies, it's keeping people from sleeping. And so they have these sleeping pods, they have different EMF regulating devices that you can put on your cell phone, on your laptop, just great things. So we talk about that at the end. And if you're interested in getting that, I have the affiliate link below. You can buy it there, or you can go to sarahwestall.com under shop. I have a link there as well. This is a really interesting conversation. I learned a lot just on some of the tactics. I've been covering mind war, mind control for a long time. I've been doing mini documentaries. Probably my first one was in 2017. And then I've done multiple conference presentations on this. And, you know, I really try to work on showing people practical situations and the technology and practical things so they can relate it back to what they experience in everyday life. And we do that quite a bit in the show. And then their presentation, they really dive into the technology. So for those of you that want to learn more, go to sarahwestall.substack.com and you will be able to see their full presentation there. And I hope you stick with this whole thing. I hope you watch the whole interview and the whole presentation, because it's really informational. Like I said, I learned some things watching it. Well, whenever you dive this deep into it, and you'll see it's pretty deep, you will learn something. Okay, let's get into this fantastic conversation I have with Hope and Tavon. Hope and Tavon, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I wanted to get you on like a year ago, and you reach out to me, I reach out to you, and then I don't think we ever, it was in the middle of COVID, so maybe it was like 2 years ago, I don't know, but I'm so glad that you're here today, and I think the audience will be better for it, because there's a lot you can share with people. Before we dive into the meat of what we're going to talk about, can you talk about your background? I mean, you have such an amazing background. You came up with a free energy. You were attacked. And then that motivated you to do what you're doing. Can you talk about that?
I'll let Tavon start.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, we currently are the co-founders of Fix the World Project Morocco. The business has been in operation for almost 7 years now. It is based on us having to come up with solutions for ourselves, realizing from our own backgrounds and perspectives, we're sensitive to the toxic effects of the wireless energy that's in our environment around and so forth. But for me, I'm coming from a technical background, an engineering background, computer studies, having worked for the IT industry in kind of software customer service, software maintenance for companies dealing with in banking and Wall Street. Also in companies dealing with like education, IT, education software type support role. Before that, I've also had experience as a technician in the United States Navy, fixing or repairing electromechanical things and so forth. That was a good experience, good background. I had a chance to travel and so forth, learned a lot. But primarily it was from an IT networking, hardware, software, infrastructure based, you know, with installations and that kind of thing. I always had an interest in alternative energy and interest in off-grid, being able to, being able to detach from the grid and living a natural lifestyle, try to stay healthy and fit. But during this journey, at some point in 2014, I became on the receiving end of an electronic harassment campaign, and it was a trying time for me, trying to find out what was happening. But I was experiencing what people in the targeted individual community was experiencing, dealing with electronic harassment, the auditory hallucinations, the traumatic pain at night, the induced nightmares, day terrors, or night terrors, things like that. And you know, whereas beforehand that never happened, you know, and I normally had a normalized lifestyle, try to keep myself healthy and fit, and you know, just try to be active and engaged, and just try to live my life. So that put me on this path, and during that path we met, we came together, and this is in one of the projects where we're working on the development of an off-grid generator, using principles that people are researching, dealing with Nikola Tesla and other researchers since then, where you basically can live off grid with taking advantage of energy from the environment and putting it into a circuit of some kind. So we've been on that journey too, and God's blessed us.
That's how we met
with
through that project,
with being able to publish our work. And while we're working on that project, coming up with solutions to help get ourselves healed. And this turned into something that was a business completely. We didn't see this coming. And we'll talk more about that with the business, but basically trying to find things to remedy the symptoms I was going through. The main thing was insomnia, not being able to sleep at night, trying to eliminate all the factors that could be causing it, especially when you realize that you're being targeted, electronically. Came to two main things. It was, I had some toxic things dealing with my diet, how I was eating and drinking, and things that was preventing me from sleeping at night. And I had to change those things, not only on the health level, but also energetically. And when we did that, and of course, constant prayer and so forth, getting in tune with God and Jesus and all of this, we've been blessed with, they've been able to provide solutions, not only for us, but also for our friends and for other other people around the world.
Well, let's back up just a little bit. You came up with this free energy generator, And when you think you're doing a good thing for humanity, you're excited, you're like, oh, this would be so great. It's kind of the naive thing that we all are back then, right? Until you actually dive in. It's like me, focus, when I first dove in, I think my big first attack was when I was doing the human trafficking and I had all these human traffickers calling me and harassing me, right? So you think you're doing something good for humanity and you're naive and then you end up being targeted, right? And so you created this generator and then you think that you were targeted because of that?
It's possible.
Are you not really sure? Could it be a broader, all the different things?
I'm not really sure because in hindsight, I think what's happening, we're going to talk about this. We believe that there's been a pervasive system that at some level is automated, that is able to record keywords, so forth, over people at the individual level. I was engaged in several things at that time.
Okay.
You know, for example, it could be me looking at things dealing with government, like government propaganda, or being against the war, or being a vet, being against the war. So I think it could be a series of things that trigger that, on top of being having a technical background, researching alternative energy. I think what happens is that at the individual level, you hit certain points, and then something is triggered.
I think you're right.
That's what's happening.
And the people who are more believable, more well-studied, and can reach people are the ones that they attack the most, I think.
I feel what was the weight of the attack was around destroying my reputation.
And that's what we want to talk about more, is how they do that fifth generation warfare with businesses and with people, and they just make stuff up.
And just so for your audience, to help them become more aware, is if the attack will happen in several things at the same time. You might have a rumor campaign spread about you in an area that you don't know about, just people all of a sudden will want to disengage from you.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you'll be electronically harassed, or something like, someone's doing things to your car. So all these things are happening at the same time. So you come out frustrated and already disturbed from what you're suffering from. And then you go out into the public, and you can't get a job, and there's some kind of attack on your finances. So if you realize that those things, if you go through a situation where all those things are happening at the same time, you might want to strongly consider that you're probably being targeted. But that's how it works.
And for me, I had a background in like in another lifetime. I was in finance and I was in corporate finance, and I also worked for the government in state management, state budget management for the state of New York. And I just didn't like that world. I saw a lot of corruption in that world. And I decided to leave corporate and branch off and do a whole new thing. And so that was back in 2012, and I left corporate and I turned myself into Hope Girl and started doing online things and this whole new journey. And a couple of years into that, it was my family that open sourced the designs for a Tesla inspired free energy machine. And it was my stepfather who had designed it and put the plans together. We open sourced it on the internet. It went viral. 250,000 people downloaded the plans. It blew up, and I instantly got targeted as a result of that campaign. So, I mean, good things happened from that because I met my wonderful husband. But at the same time,
you want to describe the cyber?
How were you attacked? How were you targeted? So
he had a lot of the electronic harassment as he was describing, but for me, it was all cyber attacks. It was, smear campaigns. I think we're the most heavily trolled free energy device on the internet, if I do say so. I mean, I'm talking thousands and thousands of pages of, comment sections and bots coming at me. They would make videos about me, up to 9 videos per day, every day on YouTube. They would send me pictures of dead children.
Oh my God. Was it, hold on a second. Was it real people, or was it like they hid behind images and voices?
It was a mix. So in the beginning, there's people from the energy industry that were kind of like assigned me and my family. And because I was the face of the project and I was the one that was out there online, anything that you could think about that might make me feel bad is what they would target, right?
Yeah. So, yes.
You know, so yes. I went through it all. And so that was the energy industry goons in the beginning. So there's real people that would, you know, write blogs. There's many, many blogs written about us, right? Mm. Then at some point in that game, they reassigned my file. That's how I feel. They reassigned my file to another group of harassers. And this particular group was a satanic cult in Hampstead, England, that was trying to cover up satanic ritual abuse and pedophile rings.
Yeah, it gets really bizarre.
Okay, so this group was then assigned to troll me. So they started harassing me, sending me emails, flooding the comment sections. Anytime I would put out a new video or we wrote a book, it was like instantly they would go to Amazon and start writing bad reviews on the book and,
you know,
whatever they could to try to discredit and destroy their target. They were the worst. They were truly satanic.
How many years?
4 years.
It's they're obsessed, right? They're like demonically possessed with doing
that. Yeah. So what I did was I recorded everything they did and I created an evidence library of all the videos of the things that they were doing as they were doing it. I put it all up on YouTube. I created a blog just for that. And I just kept exposing them. And eventually when COVID happened, they stopped and they all just disappeared.
Yeah. It's almost like that operation rolled up.
Yeah. Like they ran out of budget or something.
Started.
So that's out of budget.
That's what it looked like. Also, Hope brought up an important point. Like she kept records and started recording and the images and all these things, the screenshots of everything that happened to her. We did a testimony. I did a testimony of her interviewing me that's available.
Yeah.
Still on YouTube. That talks about that going fully into everything that I experienced as a target individual and how basically most of these things for me are remediated, but is a series of things we had to do over years. And a lot of it comes with cleaning up your system, cleaning up your,
you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says that you overcome evil by the word of your testimony. And so that is really what has happened with us because we gave our testimonies about what was being done to us and we recorded it. That actually acted as a weapon to help stop the harassment. But, you know,
to help others at the same time.
At this point in the game, because we're talking about years ago now, right?
Yeah.
We've been, you know, dealing with things. It's not as bad as it was, right? It's much better now. But at this point in the game, I am so grateful that I went through all of that because now I get to help others.
Yes.
Because what they did to us, we were like the test subjects before COVID. And then once COVID happened, we're seeing them do this to the masses.
Yeah.
And it's like, we want to help people by giving people, if you know that it's an operation, then it takes away the sting because it can get really bad when you're like,
it can get dark.
You feel like you're by yourself.
Open your email.
It can get dark.
It could get really dark. So I'm just so grateful that we can use our pain to help others heal from what they're going through.
Well, we all kind of went through a recent situation, right? Where we both kind of noticed, you created a video about it, but I noticed that there was, and we're going to talk about the wellness company a little bit. And they didn't actually look at the company, do any research on the company because there's some basic management issues and things that are, that maybe you could blow out, but they didn't look at any of that. They just created this smoke and mirrors. Yeah. And it was so obvious to somebody who, you know, a journalist, probably you, is so obvious that there was nothing to it. And even the information they had, you know, like they had this island but all the information they had was information before these guys were even existed, before they were even involved. But they applied it to them. And there was no crime, there was no blackmail, no coercion, there was nothing that was relevant. They just pointed at smoke and mirrors and said, oh, this is bad, this is really bad. And then all their followers are like, yeah, this is really bad. And then there was this army of trolls attacking, attacking people affiliated with the company. Instead of, like I said before, we talk about it, you'd have a heavy heart. If a company truly had issues, you'd have a heavy heart saying, I'm sorry that you guys were duped into something that was really good and you thought you were doing something good. Instead, they were just attacking all the affiliates. So it was so obvious to me that there was a PSYOP here. And the troll armies were massive. I mean, it was incredible. Yeah. So away, you saw the parallels to what you went through and what was going on.
I can, after what we've been through, when you experience something firsthand and you feel all the feelings that, that go along with experience, the operation, you could spot it a mile away. And I was like, oh, I know what this is, you know? And, you know, it was like, you were saying, is this a bot? You know, like,
it felt like there were bots. Like,
yeah, that looks like a bot.
Well, the thing that was disturbing too, and it looked like Twitter was involved somehow because they weren't shutting that stuff down, but we didn't have bots. I don't have bots. Yes. Wellness company didn't have bots. None of us had bots, but why did they have all these bots?
Yes. Having bots is not a normal thing.
Online. Yes. Like I said, in my video, like, normal people don't have bots, you know? So if you see, and so people might say, well, what are you talking about? If you do,
we have our presentation.
Yeah, we have in the presentation, we're going to show you the bot farms where the bots come from.
No, I want to see that. I want to see that. Cause that's what people need to realize when they see smoke and mirrors, when they see a smear campaign like that, they need to be able to see through it. Always look and see, is there a real crime? And the people who are being smeared, are they involved in the crime or not? Or are they just associating with them as an innocent party? You know, I mean, you've got to look past this stuff.
One quick example is the timing. So I watch my content when I put it out. So I'll put out a new video on Rumble, right? And the video is an hour long. And within 5 minutes of me posting the video and it going live, there's all of these negative comments.
That's right.
That, that show up on the video. It's like, you haven't even watched the video. It's an hour long. It's live for 5 minutes. Here come all the negative comments. Then
there you go. Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4 days later, after I post it on my blog and people share it and stuff, real people show up in the comments section and they say, a mix of things, you know, I like the video or whatever, you know, normal comments coming from real living human beings. Right?
Although some of them are affected by the bots and they'll jump on. Yeah. That's a problem. Yeah. But that's what we're trying to keep people from seeing. But go ahead.
The timing is what you want to look at. When something comes up and all of a sudden there's this flurry and it feels like they're coming at you like a swarm from every direction, then you know that this is an operation and these are coordinated bot commenters.
That's right.
What's important also, like what you said earlier, Sarah, is look at look at who's being attacked, like what's the actual target in this piece that they're doing, and also what's the call to action. Either they do a call to action either in halfway in or towards the end.
What is their call to action?
What was their call to action? If you know any of these people and they're in an affiliate,
don't support them, stop giving them money, cut them off financially, starve them out. That's what I was reading into it.
By association. Within 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, you're, you know, cut off at the knees.
Yeah.
That was
they were trying to smear the entire independent media that's connected. They wanted to take down a big section, right?
But
you know, you went at it from a different perspective too on saying they want to attack small business. And I got to tell you, when I was in China, and this is something I haven't said publicly yet, there was he's a very high profile journalist right now. And it was so weird. There was a group of us. We went with Cynthia McKinney, which I love Cynthia McKinney, but a lot of people love Cynthia McKinney for speaking out against the government. And so there was we're going to China to do a tour. And there was a group of hardcore communists. And then there was a whole span of people. I'm more of a libertarian. I'm just more libertarian, right? And right now, anybody that is not anybody that was kind of in the middle 15 years ago is considered on the far right. Yes. So, okay, whatever. Yeah. I am what right. I am. But even the moderate socialists ended up being in our group because these communists were so hardcore. And the one high profile guy that people don't realize what this guy's about, he was talking about, and we'd do these chai teas or something. It was every night we'd have every other night we'd have some conversation and one of us would talk. And he openly said, my kids, our whole family went, my two kids and me and my husband. And he openly said that the bourgeoisie, which is the middle class, the merchant class, which is small business owners and, you know, educated people, need to be eliminated. We need to eliminate them. And
did he call them bourgeoisie?
Yes.
Did he actually use that word?
Wow.
Yes.
That's right out of the Communist Manifesto.
Oh, no. He called it that. And he said that he was a Marxist. He said that he loved Mao. They had a hashtag, my president, for President Xi. Mm-hmm. It was the whole ball and wax. And our jaws kind of dropped. After thinking about it, I would have said, well, aren't you part of that too? Wouldn't you need to be eliminated? But I didn't, you know, there's some things I would comment in hindsight I would have made back then. But it was actually being in the presence of somebody that really thought that half the people in that group needed to be killed was quite an amazing experience. And he was such a jerk to so many people. I finally put him in his place. I got super angry and put him in his place, just got in an argument with him. And other people are telling me after I did that, he was nicer to the rest of the group after that. So I didn't feel good about getting an argument. But after people told me that, I was like, okay, at least it served a purpose. But these are the people that are being promoted on YouTube right now. They want to eliminate the small businesses. We saw that with COVID. And so when you took that angle, it got me thinking about it. Can you expand on why you really jumped to that right away?
Well, so what I've kind of created this little phrase that I use. I call them communist comments. So we'll do a show, for example. And we will put in some of these shows, they take 150 hours of research in order to create the content that we give away for free on the show. And we have like an hour long presentation. And then we'll take 30 seconds to talk about a product that we're selling from our small business. And then the comments will be like, why is this an infomercial? Why are you selling things? Right. So I said, well, that's a communist comment because it's against small business. Because and here's the real kicker. Some of these people that have that mentality I've met in real life, and a lot of them are living off of government checks. You know, like they don't work jobs or build their own businesses or build something or sell a product or service of value to other people, they get free money from the government in some way, shape, or form. And then they spend their time, which they have plenty of because they don't have to show up to a job, trolling people on the internet, right? So there's an energy that I recognize from that. So when I saw that, it was like, okay, all of these people that were on this target list, they were all people that had platforms, that had businesses, they had affiliate relationships, because when everybody got kicked off of YouTube, a lot of people were making money from ad revenue on YouTube. Some were making like their full-time
like
paycheck.
Six figures, some people.
In order to survive and feed their family and not have to work for big pharma or corporate or wherever they came from. So they ventured off and did their own thing. I was, you know, one of those people. I never did the ad revenue on YouTube, but I understood how it worked, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw the adpocalypse, which started in 2016. Mm-hmm. Then they did another round in 2019,
right,
was
before
it?
COVID.
2020?
Around that time.
And anyway, so people, a whole bunch of people lost their channels and their livelihoods, and they had to start finding other ways to monetize the content that they were creating. And that's when the affiliate programs came into play. So, you know, I've spent a lot of time with my business degree, researching marketing, online marketing, laptop entrepreneur lifestyles, like all that stuff. I've done deep dives into all of that. So I understood the pricing structure. And when I saw that this was a coordinated attack on the income source for people that were independent,
for being and who are affiliates
and affiliates on their own platforms, I'm like, this is the communist attack.
Yeah, this is attack on online businesses. Because online companies, online businesses use have affiliate programs, you know, for transactions online. So for us, that was like, that was like a direct assault on online small business.
Then you get into the very uncomfortable question that you have to ask, which is, if somebody's attacking the way you're making money, then you have to ask how they make their money.
And that's right, because you all have to make money to survive. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So when I saw that, because I saw the, in this instance, this was a very similar thing though, because in this instance with Polly, it was like, I saw what her husband did, and her husband worked for the industry that was doing this to this evil to people, right? In the past, and it's kind of weird, the satanic trolling group that I was telling you about, there was a main ringleader woman at the head of that. She was the one that wrote all the blogs and everything. Well, her husband was part of the energy industry, right?
Yeah, oil.
So she didn't have to work to make money, but he was part of big oil, and he was doing TED Talks in Canada. I mean, so it's like, I had to see, where is the funding coming from to fund the person who's sitting behind that operation on that computer screen? So.
Well, and I think you're right. You know, when people comment on my, cause I get that too, right? We all get that. I say, okay, when you're ready to send me your paycheck, then I'll stop doing commercials. And nobody, and I probably have posted that 100 and some times, and nobody has ever responded. They won't respond to something like that. Okay, how am I supposed to eat? But the other thing is, it's not just about that. I think I'm doing a service by bringing entrepreneurs and products to people that normally wouldn't have a voice. And this is what free enterprise is. This is what freedom is about. This is what's getting innovation out to people. I'm all about innovation and bringing products that they haven't heard about before, helping the entrepreneur.
Yes.
It's such a positive thing. And it's such a negative thing the other direction. And, you know, there is a point where you cross the line, you become grifters, right? And we've seen plenty of that over COVID, right? Where people are taking advantage of people and so you need to have some wisdom here. But in general, helping entrepreneurs and innovation is good for everyone, as long as the innovation is pro-human.
Yeah,
it's pro-human. And like,
well said.
And you know, this thing of the attack is on what we call it, the war on doing. Anyone who's effective and taking the skill sets they've learned in life and putting it towards a solution and are constantly diligently working on it and is actually turning into something that is actually helping people, those things are getting attacked. And before there was anything called, you know, capitalism or you know, mercantilism or whatever you want to call it, going back since the very beginning, one thing that human beings, that's an ancient right that we've all been able to do, is create something and that was beneficial to somebody else and traded it value for value.
That's right.
So,
and you stop doing that and we're hosed.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what communism does. That's why everything kind of grinds to a halt. It's a spiral downwards because people stop producing things of value to others.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Now you have to be in the line waiting for someone else to hand you some their scraps or something.
Well, not to mention, you know, communism is responsible for mass murder more than all wars put together.
That's right.
How many people have died from communism? And you said it very well when you were talking about that person that you knew. You're like, you're part of the bourgeoisie. Yeah. You need to go too. You realize that. You're talking about your own demise, right? So
there's a moron for even not seeing that. But yeah, what is the deal?
I think there's a veil over the eyes because people that have these ideals that they preach on others, it's like you're sitting in a house, you're wearing clothing, you use products that somebody had to build a business in order to create to sell to you every day. But you're like, stop making products, stop running businesses. And it's like you're just taking away your own wealth when you say that about others. So.
And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing this march to communism. This, like I was saying, when we were in China, even the moderate socialists were with us. You know, they have this idea. It was just the hardcore communists were so out there that anybody that was moderate socialist all the way to libertarian and conservative, whatever, it was all of us together compared to the hardcore communists. They were so out there. And yes. What people understand too is that is, it's the best system devised to have top-down control. it's a tyranny, right? It's a dictatorship where everybody suffers except the people on top. But they're using it to bring in technocracy because they know that communism is the road to, is the best way to bring in technocracy, which is a whole nother deal, right? I mean, it's still a top-down dictatorship, but it's not a communism. They don't care about people. Technocrats. Everything is this science kind of thing. And then we have this background of occultists, Satanists, who are part of this too, which makes the whole thing not clean. It's not a clean just technocrats. It's a combination of
weirdos. You always have a priest class in there somewhere
that
doing these things. Yes. They're there.
And just one last thing before we get off this topic, you know, the person that was in the center of this, I'm not even going to use this person's name. They were doing not Day of the Dead stuff. That art is about a celebration of people's lives. My husband's from Mexico. My kids are part Mexican. I understand the Day of the Dead stuff. That is a celebration of their loved one's life, right? That's what it's supposed to be. This was way beyond that. I mean, this person was doing demonic Christmas cards and using satanic symbols and doing all that stuff. And I was talking to Dave Janda, a friend of mine. A lot of people know who he is. He's a popular radio host. And he was saying, Sarah, those are the people that they target to do these operations. And that's what happened with you. They hired this satanic cult to do it. And that's what it looked like, because they're a little off. Yes. They're in the vitriol and the almost demonic and passionate. No, normal people wouldn't even do that, would they?
No, no. Yeah, you're on point.
You have to think about what kind of person would be willing to do this kind of work, you know?
So you look at they're presented one way when they're public facing, but then when you look at what's actually underneath that, it's
right.
180 of what you've been shown. And I think this is, if anything, that whole episode was an important lesson for those who know what was happening about how conservatives, especially Christian conservatives, can be tricked, right? Because, you know, if someone is presenting themselves a certain way on the camera, wearing the cross, got the Archangel Michael, and then they turn around doing these other things that is completely opposite.
Off camera, they rip off the cross, camera. They start chain smoking.
It's not about,
it's totally creating demonic Christmas cards.
this is the level. This is the level of deception we have to be aware of. We can't hide in the sand. It's okay. This is the level. Some people are operating at that level. But you know, we have faith that they eventually are revealed. They reveal themselves either through their actions. It comes out, but to know, just acknowledge that people like that are drifting around and
that's what I think happened in this last instance, is that there was a big reveal, and you can have as many bots as you want, but the real people have left that conversation. The real people, a lot, you know, the followers have gone down on that person's Rumble account. People abandon her. There's all kinds of relationships that are broken now because it was all revealed. And people that are, you know, normal people are like, I don't want anything to do with something like this. You know, this, I was duped.
I was duped too. It's like I said to you guys, I was duped. Yeah. I was trying to help in the situation. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. And that's what happens. There's a big exposure. And not just about this op, but like all the other ones that I've seen too, and the ones that we're going to see, there's going to be a lot more of them, and especially this year. We're in an election year.
Yeah.
There's going to be all kinds of ops.
More people are
going
to pop off.
You know, so just keep your eyes open, and like then the big reveal happens and it's all crazy on the internet, and you don't want to go on Twitter, and you don't want to look at things, you know, because it's too nuts. And then everybody will just forget about it, because another event will happen and you'll just move on to another thing. So that's where we're at right now. You know, it's over.
It's over and we're moving on, but it was a good learning lesson. And I think that's important for people to know is to start to learn how to identify this and to be able to think critically about it. And you guys created a book called Fifth Generation. Was it called Fifth Generation Warfare?
No, it's Forbidden Tech. It's our book, Forbidden Tech, and it is the complete guide to energy, social, and biological technologies that they did not want you to know about. And in this book, we talk about fifth generation warfare, JTRG, GCHQ, COINTELPRO.
It was written in 2017, so we didn't call it fifth generation warfare, but we have a chapter that goes into the COINTELPRO, the tactics that governments and corporations use to segment people, and to introduce propaganda for deception purposes.
Yeah, in addition to the energy weapons, like here's one that I used in one of my videos. This is how to discredit a company. And this comes from the slides that Edward Snowden leaked. These were training manuals for NSA and GCHQ on how to basically screw with people using the internet. So we're going to go through more of those in our presentation here today. But yeah.
Would you want to get started? Let's do your presentation because I'm excited to see this. I need to share the screen for you and you can take over because I'm excited to hear this because people need to understand and like I said, just get critical thinking skills so they can learn to identify it. We've been through the ringer so far. I mean, we can all look at what we've been through over the last 5 years, four years and identify all of this.
Yeah. How much time do we have, by the way?
As much as you need at this point.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for that. I think that it'll take us a little over an hour to go through the slide presentation. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that. We've got about 38 slides.
I think we can.
Right. So I'll go ahead and I'll share my screen. Do you want to lower the shades so the sun's not right in your face? So here's a summary of what we're going to cover in this presentation. Fifth generation warfare defined, emerging technologies and transhumanism defined.
Global information grid, net-centric and mosaic warfare, cognitive warfare and NATO, neuroscience technologies, target individual program, autonomous weapon system, energy and microwave weapons.
Pentagon Directive 3000.09, Pentagon AI Symposium, JTRG, GCHQ, online covert operations, sock puppets, bots, and click farms, the Wireless Body Area Network.
Biosensors. We're also going to talk about the biofield, the internet of bodies, remote monitoring, the killbox military strategy, and COVID W ban.
And then wireless drugging, optogenetics, and the COVID system upgrade, and how to protect yourself from emerging technologies. We packed a lot into this.
That's
because
okay.
Fifth generation warfare is really complex. They're doing a lot of different angles. So just a little bit about why we do what we do. So we are Christians, engineers, and scientists. We feel it is our call to help inform people about the technology that's being used against God's creation. We wrote our book, Forbidden Tech, as we were talking about, the complete guide to energy, social, and biological technologies that they did not want you to know about. And our website for that, ForbiddenTech.website. If you want to check that out, it's also in audio format. We have a video course that goes along with that as well. We also have our company here, FTW. We make EMF protection products by hand in our factory here in Morocco. So you can go ahead and check us out at FTWproject.com, but there will be a link for Sarah. So please use that link so that she can get a bit of a commission from that to help support her in the work that she does. And in addition to all of this, we also run an online engineering academy for the co-development of researching and building DIY off-grid energy devices. And that is cleanenergyacademy.com. So let's dive right in and start defining what fifth generation warfare is.
Okay, so fifth generation warfare is warfare that is conducted primarily through non-kinetic military action, such as social engineering, misinformation, cyber attacks, along with emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and fully autonomous systems. Fifth generation warfare has been described by Daniel Abbott as a war of, quote, information and perception. Now, what you have are two primary vectors for generation warfare. You have the cyber vector, which is under that: informational warfare, psychological operations, cognitive warfare, global information grid, online covert operations, yellow journalism. You know, some of these tactics are quite old, and media censorship and propaganda. And then you have the physical vector, which is energy and frequency weapons, autonomous weapons, neurological weapons, bioweapons, nanotechnology, and emerging technologies.
And that's really important, because people might focus on one thing and say, oh, it's this one physical thing. No, it's this one, it's just online trolling.
Either or.
It's both. They're combining the cyber stuff and the physical stuff together in order to gaslight the population and control the people. So what we like to say to tie this together about our products and our business is that when you realize that the EMF is controlling all of these technologies that they use in fifth generation warfare and everything, if you want to protect yourself from the emerging technologies, one of the many things you can do is to protect yourself from EMF, so that they can't get a good signal on you. So our products, we make our products by hand, mixing shungite, iron oxide, steel, brass, and quartz crystal. All of them are in powder form into an epoxy resin. When the epoxy cures into a solid plastic state, it puts pressure on the surface of the ingredients, and this causes something known as the piezoelectric effect. And that emits a harmonizing field generated by the specific properties of the ingredients. It's this field that transforms the harmful energy from EMFs into healthy, life-preserving energy. You can place our products around yourself, your environment, for the best effect. And we do have literally 7 years worth of documentation on our website, explainer videos, and all of the scientific information behind how our products work, why our products work, the best way to measure the EMF fields or the EMF protection field, the orgone field around the products.
And our customer testimonies.
And customer testimonies as well. Just in a nutshell, the benefits of using our EMF protection products are better sleep, stress relief, pain relief, a healthy home environment, better seed germination and plant growth, which is really popular with people that are trying to grow their own food. It preserves your fresh fruit and vegetables and extends the shelf life of your food, and also helps to maintain healthy blood. We have a right blood test on our site that shows that blood in an orgone energy field, it preserves its life force much longer than normal blood that's not in the orgone energy field. So, there's, like I said, lots of videos on our website. And these are the types of products that we've made. We've got sleeping pods for a good night's sleep, charge plates for use around the home to help preserve food, and more.
We also have phone shields to put on your cell phone. We have them. Everything that we have here, we actually use ourselves on a daily basis. You can also take these shields. You can put it on the back of your laptop, you know, where the screen is, because they wrap the antenna around the screen, or the back of your smart TV or monitor on your computer. We have pendants. We wear ours 24/7 for personal EMF protection around your body. When I made the prototype for the first pendant, it looked nothing like this. It was an ugly hockey puck.
It worked though.
Composite.
But it was ugly.
Wearing around this black medallion. But what we tested on ourselves first, I felt rested. I was able to take a nap, but then I gave a prototype to her, didn't say anything, and came back like 45 minutes later, she was on the couch taking a nap. And then we just, it just went from there to family. And, you know, we had friends who our neighbors were telling us about how their kids loved it. And then we just went from there. It was just amazing. Then we have our pyramids. And garden sets for gridding your home. There's all kinds of work in science that we put in a four-part video talking about the shape of the pyramid, especially the research done by Professor Golod, who made 10-story-tall plastic pyramids, and the observations he found when he was making these all over Russia, what it did to the local environment. Basically, pyramids are able to interact with the Earth's electrical field. And when you have these composites interacting with all the Wi-Fi in any area, just in general, you get similar harmonizing effects by having these pyramids in your environment. So we have them as garden sets. You can also get pyramids to put in your home for the same effect. You can put it near things like your router. things like that. And we also have building materials made from these composites, the tiles, where if you're building like, what we recommend is that if you're building like a bed, maybe have them interspersed or on a table, like for a massage table or like on a chair.
In the bathroom, if you're retiling the walls in your bathroom.
Yeah, like dotted with other tiles that you have as building material to, again, you get the harmonizing and beneficial effect by having those in the space too, so.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you know, with people not being able to sleep very well, I think the sleeping pods is something that people should try, because I'm going to try it too. I want to see how this works for me, because I'm always experimenting with, I can't turn my brain off. So part of it is just that, but once I started using, getting the heavy metals out of my system, with this, you know, masterpiece that I'm using, it made a big difference on me being able to sleep, at least not having this intense thing. But I think this would be just building another layer of protection, because you're constantly, like, even with Masterpiece, even at its best, you're not going to get all these heavy metals out of your system, because you're being bombarded with it constantly and they can't keep up with it. So you're getting as much as you can out of it. And then you want to use the EMF mitigation devices to help you, because the heavy metals are going to make it magnify it. And it's going to happen to you anyways. So you need to do both, I think, to protect yourself.
Absolutely, Sarah. This is a holistic approach. Also, a heavy metal detox is not an instant thing. We've been at this for
it takes a while.
Since 2014. So, and only in the last few years have we been more committed to like the ketogenic intermittent fasting. And I definitely say I feel a lot better than I did in 2014. I wasn't sure I was going to survive. I thought I was going to just die. But now
I can imagine.
So the detox regime, it has to be adopted as part of your life. It's a regimen that you adopt over a long period of time. You let your body heal, because if they've been putting this stuff since 1995, you know, we're looking over 30 years, you know, and so just give your body, can you give yourself 6 years, 7 years, 10 years? And you'll feel better than you did when you started. And also with the sleep, I cannot stress enough, I really do believe a lot of the attacks are going to come from people not being able to rest. It's going to be a slow grinding, and it's going to be through stressors, like people can't sleep over a long period of time. So instead of people need to resort to things that we all needed to, like a pill or a sleeping pill or something, what can I take to fall asleep? Let this be a thing to take that might actually make the difference from you having to take like a sleeping pill or something like that, you know?
Yeah, well, you get to the source of these problems. That's why getting the heavy metals out, blocking the EMFs, getting to the source of what we're having to deal with. Because otherwise, if you just keep taking sleeping gummies or sleeping pills, you're just masking it. It's not getting to the source problem. And then it keeps building up, especially getting those heavy metals out. I mean, my God, we're in trouble without that. We're in trouble without being able to deal with any of these. So it's important that we look at this. Well, thank you so much for doing this. And I what a detailed report. That's really great. And people are going to be able to see more of it when we do the Brighteon University together. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
everybody
you.
For listening. We're hoping that our information can help you heal with that after what they've done to us. So
absolutely.
It makes us feel good to know that we can help to contribute to that.